The last part of the post-game show cut out, just to let you know.
It's time for high school basketball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Welcome to Lincoln View High School. It's the Fort Recovery Indians taking on the Lincoln View Lancers tonight. We want to go over some of the things going on here. Next week, we have the girls at Jackson Center on Tuesday. Fort Recovery Radio will bring you the JV and varsity games. Thursday, the girls will host Delphus St. John's, and Fort Recovery Radio JV broadcast and simulcast WPGW for the varsity. On Friday, the boys travel to Delphus St. John, and neither Fort Recovery Radio nor WPGW will be there. As far as we know, there is no media at that game. On Saturday, the boys will play St. Mary's in the makeup of the first game of the season when St. Mary's went very deep into the state football playoffs. So that's what's coming up next week here on Fort Recovery Radio. And as we said with the Dolphins game, that will not be on the air, I don't believe, on any radio stations. So as far as Lincoln View, they are 5-4. They beat Van Wert by a point, lost to Upper Scioto Valley by a point, won by almost 30 over Continental, then won by 15 at Spencerville, lost by 13 at Wayne Trace, and then lost to Columbus Grove here by 10, and beat Fort Jennings by 24 on the 28th, and then Kaleida they beat by 3 on the, Fort Jennings is 27th, Kaleida is the 28th, and last Saturday night they were at Autoville and lost 69-49. So just looking at this without knowing a lot about it, I'd say they're a lot like Fort Recovery, a lot of talent, but just can't quite get it all put together at the right times to win those games. For Fort Recovery, our varsity beat Delphus Jefferson in the opening game of the season by 43-67-24. Then we lost kind of a heartbreaker at Versailles 51-45. Then lost at Jay County, another heartbreaker, 53-51. At Parkway, a hard-fought game that, again, as we'll say later in some of these other games, we ran into teams that just couldn't miss the three. So we won 61-58 there. South Adams, we beat 70-36. Wapakoneta, we lost 69-43, and they made a bunch of threes. And Sonia, we were down 10 points to start the third quarter and ended up winning by 9, 55-46. And Sonia was just 4 and 3s in, and their number one shooter, I believe it was Buckingham, we put Kobe Wendell on him and denied him the ball, and that, along with starting to make some shots, won us the game. Then Greenville, we beat 68-23 last week. And Minster last night, we lost 78-47. Minster, unofficially, from what I heard, was 14 for 20 from three-point range. They shot 70% from three-point range. We were trying to be on them, and they would just get it around, or find somebody open, or find somebody out of normal range and get it to them, and they'd throw it up, and it was going in the basket. So, a little kind of a tough halfway to go for the Indians last night in a game we thought we could win and ended up getting beat pretty handily. But we'll see how this team reacts to that loss last night and what they can do against a pretty decent team here at Lincoln View, and see if we can come back and make it. A lot of fans made the trip up here, and that's a really good thing, especially after a girls game against Liberty Benton today at Fort Recovery. So we'll be back with a little talk with the coach and some other things right after this.
You tried the new smoked meats at Wayne Street Market? Stop in and check them out. They have their delicious oversized smoked chicken leg quarters every day, and you might find some smoked brisket or ribs and more. Just stop by the deli and pick out what you want, add a couple of sides, and you'll have a great meal in a minute. And if you want larger quantities of their smoked meat without all the time and hassle of making it yourself, just call them 48 hours ahead of time at 375-2865, and they'll have it ready for you to pick up when you want it. Wayne Street Market, call them at 375-2865.
Conquer whatever task lie ahead with the Case IH Maxim tractor from Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Thanks to multiple engine, horsepower, and transmission choices, plus great options, you'll be able to handle anything from tending to livestock to roadside mowing. But even as different as each Case IH Maxim tractor can be, there's one thing that makes them all the same, and that's their exclusive, efficient power and proven SCR technology for greater fuel efficiency with lower emissions. See Hull Brothers Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
We're here on the Wayne Street Market pregame show with Coach Mike Bayshore. We're at Lincoln View. Coach, what do you know about Lincoln View?
Well, I know that offensively they're very well disciplined. They run a lot of sets. They're very patient on offense, so they can get a high quality shot. Mostly guard oriented, not very big, but they're scrappy. They're well coached. You know, if anybody saw us play them last year, they're very similar to last year. Three or four kids back off of that team. They're really going to make you work on the defensive end of the ball. And you know, when you're on offense, you know they get after a lot of ball pressure. I expect a lot of face guarding on some of our shooters and stuff. And go from there.
Alrighty. That's Coach Mike Bayshore. We're looking for a victory tonight here in Lincoln View. We'll be back right after this from Hastings Auto Sales. Thanks.
Cold outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more, so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now, or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617.
I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor. The BBI Endurance line of litter spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models. They are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader, designed with a poultry grower in mind. With BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come in and see these remarkable spreaders from BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
We are back here at Lincoln View High School on the Wayne Street Market pregame show, and Indians are getting ready to go here against the Lancers. The Lancers, again, are coming in at 5-4, and the Indians are coming in at 5-4, and both teams looking to make a little bit of a rebound from last night's Fort Recovery lost by 31 and Lincoln View lost by 20. Both teams are looking for a little comeback to try to get well here. So Indians are hoping to do a little better. Let's kind of go over the JV contest. That was a really good contest, and there's some obviously we know we have a lot of good skill on our JV team. We're 8-1. and Lincoln View. Don't know their record, but they're a very good team. There's a lot of good players on their JV team, freshmen and sophomores. First quarter, Indians got ahead by 5 or 6, and then the Lincoln View closed at the end of the first quarter, ended that at 12-12. Then in the second quarter, Lincoln View scored 19 points. But fortunately for the Indians, we scored 25 and took a 37-31 lead into halftime. Then in the third quarter, we held Lincoln View to 9 points and scored 16. So we had a 53-40 lead after three. Ended up winning 59-50, but with about two and a half minutes to go, we started running the clock a little bit, and we were taking it easy with our offense, but we were also taking it easy with our passes, and they were able to make several steals, made a pretty good run at us, but we were making our foul shots toward the end. Regan Martin led us with 18 points, and Brian Benn had 13, and leading both teams was sophomore Clayton Leith for the Lincoln View Lancers. He had 20, and Landon Price, 5'9", guard who ran the offense for him, had 14. So those were the leading scorers for both teams, and both teams played well. There's definitely some skill on this Lincoln View team, and we know we have some skill on our team. We've had some problems with, like I think I mentioned earlier last night, the Minster Wildcats came out and made 14 of 20 three-pointers, which is 70% shooting from three-point range, and they also shot 60% from two-point range. So they had some skill inside, a big man, I think they have him listed 6'8 or 6'9. He may be bigger than that, and some pretty good skill, a nice player. And then they had the shooters from outside that were really, really red hot last night, and we just couldn't seem to stop them. So, the Indians have our work cut out for us tonight, but we'll see how this all goes. They haven't posted the starters on the board yet, so I do not have the starters for Lincoln View. For us, I didn't check with them, but I'm sure that it's going to be pretty much the normal. We have 5 or 6 or 7 guys that we rotate in and out, and it'll be 5 of those, and then not very far into it, the other ones will come in too. So we're getting ready for the national anthem and so forth. We'll be back in a couple of minutes after this.
Wayne Street Market is a whole lot more than just the best place around to buy your groceries. You can also get great food that's ready to go. At breakfast, lunch, or dinner, just stop by their deli and get a great hot meal. Breakfast sandwiches, roasted chicken, oversized smoked chicken quarters, and more. Pick out what you like and choose a couple of their great hot and cold side dishes, or choose their soup and salad bar. They have lots of great food ready to go, or you can eat right there in the Wayne Cafe. And don't forget Tenderloin Tuesdays, when you can get their delicious tenderloin sandwich hot and ready to go for only $2.69. Wayne Street Market. It's faster and a whole lot better than fast food. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Have you tried our our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result, it transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association. Looking for future leaders we can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result, it transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Welcome back to Lincoln View High School. They're introducing the Indians starters. It'll be Grant Kanapke, Peyton Judy, Derek Judy, Clay Schmitz, and it'll be Noah Leonards for the Indians, and for, they're getting ready to announce the starters for the Lincoln View Lancers. It'll be a 5'10 guard on number 12, or a 5'10 senior guard number 2, Jorge Salinas. And they're turning the lights off for a big introduction here, so I'm going to see if I can read this by the light of the computer. Number 3 is Logan Williams, a 5'9 senior. And then number 10, Ethan Kemmler, a 6'2 senior. Number 15, Alec Bowersock, a 6'1 senior. And then number 40, Zane Miller, a 6'3 senior. So they're starting all seniors. They had a nice little ceremony here between the games for their cheerleaders, who were they have a competition for the state high school cheerleaders, and they were number 1 in the state in Division 4, the Lincoln View Lancer cheerleaders. And then they also honored their cross country team. I can't name all the runners. They didn't have them anything with a list, but Alec Bowersock, who's going to be playing here tonight, the one I remember was he finished 14th in the state and had all kinds of state and regional and district honors. And so I'm pretty sure we're not going to be able to get him tired tonight. So he's a 6'1 senior, and he was 14th in the state in cross country this past spring. So it might have been fall, I believe it was spring. So just a really good bunch of people. This is a community similar to Fort Recovery, except they don't have a good sized town to deal with, but we'll get the tip off going here. It'll be Noah jumping against Ethan Kemmler. Going to be a little tough for me because they have white jerseys with gold numbers, and it doesn't stand out real well from up here, so it's a little tough to catch all of it. But the top tip's getting ready to go, and it's up, and Noah tips it to Petey. Petey gets it over to Derek Judy, that brings it up court over to Schmitz inside to Noah on the right side. A little turnaround jumper, no good. And rebound to the Lancers, but he's standing on the line. So Derek Jeudy will trigger it in. Just getting started here in the... in the Fowler Mechanical first quarter after the tin cupboard tip-off. Clay Schmitz with the ball now. He'll go to left side, goes up, in, off the glass. Indians with a quick 2-0 lead, 7:36. Left here in the first quarter, just getting going. So it's Ethan Kimmler as the ball, gets it to Logan Williams. Williams over on the left side to back to Kimmler. Kimmler to Jorge Salinas out past the volleyball line. Over to Zane Miller. He's the center, but he's way out past the three-point line. Gets it in quickly to Alec. No, that wasn't Bowersock. I'm sorry, that was Ethan Kimmler. And we're tied at two, just under 7 minutes. Derek brings the ball up court. He's on the left wing, dribbles to the foul line, flips it to Clay Schmitz, three-pointer off and into the corner. Petey with the rebound and gets it to Grant on the left wing. Grant fakes the three-pointer, gets it to Petey at the top of the key. He'll dribble into the lane, back out to Derek Jeudy. Derek drives in, goes left side, ball bounces a couple of times, no good, gets his own rebound, tipped away by Miller. And Derek has it into Clay Schmitz, up and off the glass. Clay Schmitz with 4 points. Indians lead 4-2. 6:15 left here. Jorge Salinas brings it up. He dribbles down into the right corner to Bowersock, to Miller, to Williams, to Miller back at the top. Jorge Salinas on the right wing to Williams. About an 18-footer inside the three-point line, and that's good. We're tied at four, just under 6 minutes to go here. Derek Jeudy over on the right wing, gets a screen, goes into the lane, flips it out to Clay Schmitz, pumps fakes, drives in, shot no good, and Miller with the rebound quickly down court, goes ahead to Salinas, back out to Miller, and he puts in a two-pointer from about 17 or 18 feet, and the Lancers lead by two, 6-4. 5:20 left here on the Fowler Mechanical first quarter scoreboard. Clay Schmitz, top of the key, gets it to Grant Kanapke, gets it to inside to Schmitz, misses the shot. Derek Jeudy with the rebound, up and in. And we're tied at six, 5 minutes to go here. Salinas brings it up. He gets it to Miller on the left wing, down into the left corner to Williams. Williams to Salinas, to Miller, inside to Kimmler. Kimmler out to Williams. He drives into the lane, goes up, and Indian foul. That's on Peyton Jeudy. That's his first, Indians' first. First foul, and he'll go to the Hull Brothers foul line. So it's Williams off the front, off the backboard, and not in the basket. Score remains 6-6. Williams will get his second shot here. 4:43 left on the Fowler Mechanical first quarter scoreboard. Williams' second shot is up and good. So the Lancers take a 7-6 lead. And Schmitz will get it into Peyton. Peyton back to Clay Schmitz. He'll bring it up court to Derek Jeudy on the left wing, to Grant Kanapke, to Schmitz on the right wing near the top of the key. Gets it over to Peyton Jeudy, down to Derek Jeudy. And he'll go inside, tries to power it up, and they'll call it out of bounds. I think it's one of those where they might have been able to call a foul, but just going to give us the ball. They trigger it into Noah quickly with a left-hand shot up, no good, and rebound off the Indians. So, Zane Miller, 6'3 senior, will get it into Jorge Salinas. He'll bring it up against Derek Jeudy. Get a little resistance at the mid-court line, but gets it into Kemmler. Kemmler back out to Salinas on the left wing. He'll dribble around over there and goes into the lane, puts one up. Floater is good, and Lancers lead 9-6. And Derek Jeudy will bring it up against Bowersock. Gets across center court, and he'll dribble out past the volleyball line, dribbles into the lane, goes up for a left-hand layup, no good. We're getting shots, but we can't get them to go. Tipped around, and it's out, and Salinas quickly ahead with a attempted layup, and Petey swats it into the bleachers on the end of the floor there. So they take Salinas and Bowersock out, a couple of seniors. I'm going to try to catch the numbers, but again, it's a little tough with the gold numbers to catch all the players. So it's Colin Overholt, a 5'8 sophomore, is in. That's number 11, and I'm not seeing who the other one is. So we're going to try to catch all of these. Oh, the other one is Creed Jesse, and he's a sophomore, 6'1". Shot up, no good by the Lancers. They lead 9-6, 3:15 here. Petey Jeudy with the ball, dribbling out around the foul line to Grant. Back to Petey. Up, no good. The shots are not falling for the Indians right now. Miller with the rebound, brings it down. He makes a move, goes into the lane, shoots about a 10-footer, and Grant Konepke will get him on the arm. So 3:01 here in the Fowler Mechanical first quarter. And Zane Miller, 6'3 senior, will go to the line, shooting two. They lead 9-6 over our Indians. First one up and good. So he'll get a second shot. 10-6 now the score. Dribbles up, and that one off the front of the rim and rolls across and in. So 11-6 now. Indians down 5. Peyton Jeudy will bring it up. Indians just need to start making their shots. We're getting good shots. They're just not going in. Petey with a pull-up jumper from the right side about 8 feet away, and that's up and in. So it's 11-8. Indians with a little pressure. Derek Jeudy harassing Colin Overholt, and he gets it to... let's see, I didn't catch the number there because, again, they're hard to read. Well, that's Wallace, Kyle Wallace, W-A-L-L-I-S. And Derek Jeudy with the rebound. Grant Konepke went to take the three, saw Clay Schmitz wide open under the basket. Gets it to him, up and in. Clay Schmitz with 6. Indians down a point, 11-10. 2:10 here left in the first quarter. And it is Overholt dribbling out past the volleyball line. He'll get it to Kyle Wallace. And as he got the ball, he forgot to dribble right away. So a little travel. We'll turn it over to the Indians. Wallace will go out. And Jake Bowersock, another sophomore, will come in. So the sophomores we saw on the JV were pretty good, and there's 3 of them playing here in the varsity. Peyton Jeudy with a 3-pointer, no good. Rebound, minute 47 left. Miller will bring it up for the Lancers. He puts up a crazy left right-hand shot, way off balance, and it goes in, 13-10. And Derek Jeudy quickly down the court. He'll kick it out to Grant Konepke. He'll shoot the three, and that is off. We're getting the shots we want. They just won't go in. Down quickly to Overholt, then to Wallace, and he powers one in, and it's 15-10. Minute 17 here in the Fowler Mechanical first quarter. Derek Jeudy brings it across center court, guarded by Overholt. He dribbles down into the lane, gets it over to Schmitz again. This time he misses. And there will be a foul on Clay Schmitz on that rebound. There's a lot of contact besides that. So that'll be Clay's first foul, 3rd on the Indians. Grant has 1, Petey has 1, and Clay has 1. no team fouls for the Lancers. So minute two, and it'll be Overholt bringing it up for the Lincoln View Lancers with a five-point lead, 15-10 here inside a minute. To Miller, little jumper on the right-hand side. That's up and in. Nice little shot, and he has 8 points, I believe. So it's 40 seconds left here. And Owen Shane now in the ball game. Got a lot of new faces in here. Into Noah, up. Nice hook shot, no good, will not go. Another nice shot that just won't go in the hoop. So 31 seconds, that goes out of bounds off of the Indians on the rebound. So Miller will trigger it back into Jorge Salinas, who is back in the contest for Overholt. The last 30 seconds here. He'll bring it up slowly, crosses the center court line. Owen Shane out there guarding him. And gets it to, again, can't see the number, to Miller on the right, to Salinas at the top of the key. Again, dribbling around out there, 12 seconds left. Miller on the right to, looks like Overholt, but I don't believe it is. I missed the shot, and shot up by Bowersock, no good. Knocked away by the Indians, and the first quarter ends. At the end of one on the Fowler Mechanical first quarter scoreboard, Lancers 17, Indians 10. We'll be back right after this. Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Spending more time indoors? Perhaps it's time for a new wall color in your life. At Wangler Ace Hardware, we can make painting a simple pleasure. We carry a full line of quality Clark & Kensington paints available in any color you bring us. The Clark & Kensington paint and primer in one is a great value, starting at just $30.99 a gallon for interior flat finish. Friendly, knowledgeable folks will guide you through choosing paint along with products for surface prep and application. Visit the paint studio at Wangler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery for friendly expert advice on your fall paint project.
We begin the Wangler Hardware second quarter with the Indians trailing 17-10. And Lincoln View has the ball to start it off. It is triggered into Salinas to Miller, shooting about a 30-footer, and he drills it. Zane Miller is on fire. He had 8 in the first quarter, drills about a 25-foot three-pointer. And now it's an offensive foul on Clayton Pearson. I thought the defender may have stepped in front of him, but they're calling the the offensive foul on the Indians. So Miller gets it into Salinas. Salinas dribbles up against Derek Judy. Derek to Miller. And so he's obviously dangerous from everywhere, and he's hot tonight. And he gets it over to Salinas in the left corner, dribbles down along the baseline to Jesse, misses the shot, gets his own rebound, goes back up, still misses. Blaine Toby with the rebound, and it looked like a jump ball. Then it looked like they were going to call a foul. And they called traveling on Blaine Toby with, looked like to me like dual possession with at least one other Lancer. But Salinas will trigger it in. He gets it into Kemmler in the left corner. He'll dribble in. Go. Oh, man. And he puts up a shot. And Petey tipped it. And they call a foul on Peyton Judy on that. And I do not believe he made contact with the player. He definitely made contact with the ball. So Kemmler will go to the line. He'll be shooting two. 20-10 lead for the Lancers. Indians need to find an answer here, and it's not happening right now. And the second shot up for Kimmler. That is also good. Indians down 22-10 in the first 50 seconds. Lincoln View has scored five quick points. Peyton brings it down, and he's dribbling out on the right wing, getting double-teamed. Goes down in there, gets it quickly to Blaine Toby, up and in. Nice move. Petey draws the defense and flips it to Blaine, who goes right straight in. So ball with the Lancers. Tries to get it to Salinas going toward the basket. He was going a little too fast and off his knee and out of bounds. Indians will have the ball, and they'll be doing a little bit of a press on us. It'll be Bowersock and Salinas putting the pressure. Clay Schmitz brings it up court. He goes to the basket, up and in, and he has eight. So lead now at eight for the Lancers. They have the ball, and it is Salinas with a shot up. It rolls around and rolls off, and he looked like he fouled one of our Indians on the rebound, but no call. Clay Schmitz comes out with a little jumper. No good. Fought for Miller for the Lancers, and he'll bring it up court. He's 6'3". He plays like the middle man, but he's dangerous from everywhere. Shooter and a very good ball handler. Another 25-footer. That one off. He is not afraid to shoot that, and the coach is not afraid to let him. So Clay Schmitz puts it up, and it's stuck. That'll be a dual possession, and it will go to the Indians. So the Indians will take it out under our basket. So it turns out that it isn't a turnover, but the ball got stuck between the rim and the backboard. And Derek Judy triggers it into Peyton. Peyton down in the left corner, shoots a three, up, no good. Salinas with the rebound, boxed Petey out, came right back to him, but he got boxed out. And shot up from the corner by, looks like number 15, Bowersock. And he's with a three, and it's 25-14. Indians got close again, but now it's back to 11 points. Clay Schmitz down on the left side, tries to go in, and looked like he was going to call a traveling on Clay. Then he pushed his arm out as if he Clay might have pushed the defender. Now they're calling the defender with the foul, and that's number 32, Creed Jesse. That's his first. And Indians with a basket, and that's Schmitz again, I believe. And it is. Okay, can't read the numbers again. That's Logan Williams with the ball. Out to Ethan Kimmler. Kimmler out to Williams. Williams to Salinas on the right wing. He dribbles down to the baseline. Over to Creed Jesse. Out to Bowersock. Second straight three for him. And the lead is 12, 28-16. They are, if you've seen the Indians play, they somehow get the best out of every team's three-point shooting. Schmitz back out to Grant Konepke in the left corner. He puts in a three, 28-19, lead down to nine now. Salinas to Williams in the corner, to Bowersock. Inside to Kimmler, no good. Rebound, Peyton Judy. He'll bring it up, cross center court. Makes a move on Salinas. Kicks it over to Noah. And they call an offensive foul on Peyton Judy. And that is the second, not, in my opinion, not very good foul called on him. He'll sit down for a while. Very unfortunate. I thought the defender was going with him. And coach is kind of talking it over with the official, and he's trying to explain it away, but it wasn't his call anyway. There's one of the other officials, and the coach is not happy about that. So anyway, Overholt with the ball up court. Miller with another long shot, no good. Into
a rebound to the Indians up to Clay Schmitz, and the Indians call a timeout. So we'll just take a timeout with them here. We'll be back in just a minute after a 30-second timeout.
Jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
Welcome back to Lincoln View. Indians ball out of bounds on the side. And down 28-19 here. 3:46 left to go on the Wangler Hardware second quarter scoreboard. Clayton Pearson gets it to Grant, who gets it into Noah, who made a move before he put the ball on the floor. I was hoping they didn't see it, but I did, and they did call it. It was a little bit of a slow call, but I would say the right call. So Miller gets it in to Overholt. Back to Miller over in the corner to Bowersock. Inside to Kemmler, and he puts one in. 30-19, 11-point lead now for Lincoln View. Back to 11. Clayton on the right wing. He gets it to Grant at the top of the key. Takes a shot. Dribbles to the right. Gets it to Clayton. Clayton gets it to Blaine. Blaine tries to get it down to Noah. Indians call another timeout. So we will take another timeout with them. Be back right after this.
At Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery, we know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. That's why we carry genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries for your total maintenance solutions. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maximize your engine's efficiency with Case IH approved filters and depend on our quick starting batteries designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperatures. Visit Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery today and purchase your genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries to get the most out of your investment.
Indians ball here with 3:03 left to go here in the Wangler Hardware second quarter scoreboard. Derek gets it into Grant. Grant to Clayton. Clayton to Clay Schmitz. He'll get it back to Grant. Grant fakes the three-pointer, goes to the foul line, tries to go inside to Noah over his head. Noah wasn't quite ready. There was a player blocking his vision, and the ball goes out of bounds. And Regan Martin will come into the game for Grant Kanapke. So we have our two leading scorers on the bench right now with Peyton Judy and Grant Kanapke. We're just not making our shots, and you know we were getting good shots. We're down 30-19 right now, 2:45 to go here in the second quarter. They go inside to Kemmler, left-hand hook, no good. Clay Schmitz brings it up to Clayton Pearson. He gets it to Noah. Noah up and in, 30-21. And now it's going to be a Lincoln View timeout. So let's just stay here, and we'll talk about games coming up next week. It's a 30-second timeout. Girls at Jackson Center for Recovery Radio broadcast for the JV and varsity. That's on Tuesday. Thursday, the girls host Delta St. John's for Recovery Radio JV broadcast. And WPGW simulcast for the varsity. Boys at Delphus on Friday. As far as we know, there is no media going to be there. Fort Recovery Radio will not be there. WPGW will not be there. And I do not believe that WCSM, I think it may be their report game, but they won't be there. And then Saturday night, boys at St. Mary's in the makeup game from our first game of the season. So the Lancers triggered in and stolen away by Clayton Pearson. And he'll dribble down to the left side, gets it to Regan Martin on the left wing. Back to Clayton, tries to go in, can't. Clayton with a little right-hand half hook. And the Indians are only down 7 now, 30-23. Our two leading scorers are out. And The other guys are playing next man up and going after him. So it is Bowersock. Gets it over to Overholt in the right wing, to Kimmler in the corner, back to Miller out at the top, down to Creed Jesse, down inside to Ethan Kimmler. I thought he took a walk. They say he stepped on the line, and it'll go to the Indians. So minute 47 on the Wangler Hardware second quarter scoreboard. Indians down 30-23. We've scored, I believe, four straight points. And it'll be Kyle Wallace in for Alec Bowersock. And Clayton Pearson will trigger it in to Derek Judy. Derek will bring it across center court. He dribbles into the lane, goes up, puts it up, and in. A little floater, and Indians down five. Got a little run going here. Just put a little extra effort into it, and the shots are going in right now. So Wallace brings it up, and he'll get it to Bowersock. Excuse me, that's not Bowersock. That is Creed Jesse. Back to Jesse, over to Miller on the right wing, down to Overholt in the right in the corner, into Jake Bowersock, puts up a little left-hand hook, and breaks the 6-0 run from the Indians. The score is now 32-25 with just under a minute to go here in the Wangler Hardware second quarter. Derek Judy out around the volleyball line, top of the key. Over to Clay Schmitz on the right wing. He dribbles across to the left wing. Gives it over to Derek Judy in the left corner. He goes in, looking to get a shot, and it will be a foul on the Jake Bowersock. That'll be his first, team's second of the half. And, you know, there has been some more contact than that, but this has not been an extremely physical game. We've seen some games where there weren't many fouls called, but there's a lot of contact. This is not one of those. Regan Martin in the left corner dribbles down to the baseline, back out to Clay Schmitz. Down to Regan in the left corner, fakes a three, back out to Clayton Pearson, dribbles to the foul line to Clay Schmitz, 25 seconds, excuse me, to go. Down to Derek Judy, Clayton Pearson in the left corner, he puts up the three, in and out, and Miller with the rebound, and Derek Judy trying to get the ball away from him. Miller brings it down. He goes all the way to the basket. Strong, no good. Clayton Pearson with 11 seconds. Come down. He puts it up. No good. And the ball up by Noah does not go in. Salinas up ahead to Miller with 1 second. Puts it up, and it goes in at the buzzer. So, at the buzzer. I mean, there was a lot of action. We went to the Indians end, to the Lincoln View end, to the Indians end, to the Lincoln View end in 12 seconds. There were three changes of possession, and ends up with a Zane Miller shot at the end of the quarter just as time expired. So Indians now down 34-25, down 9 after 2. And we will take a quick break. We'll be back with the Cooper Farms Halftime Show right after this.
Jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Welcome back to Lincoln View High School, where the Indians are trailing 34-25 at halftime. We're here on the Cooper Farms halftime show, and what it seems like to me, the Indians have been playing pretty well, but our shots aren't going. Peyton Judy has a couple of fouls. He might have three, but there's two of them that I would say were questionable. Lots of times they don't go the way it was called, let's put it that way. Not saying that it was necessarily wrong, but most of the time there was an offensive foul called on him, and another where he blocked a shot and got a foul called on him. And from where I'm sitting, it did not look like he touched the player at all. But if we're making our shots, those plays don't really matter. We wouldn't have to play as hard as we've been playing and putting out as much contact as we've been doing. So Indians could be playing better, but it's not too bad. The Lancers have been hot. Zane Miller has 13 points here at halftime. He's made 2 3-pointers from around 25 feet that were not desperation shots. Those were shots that he was taking. He made 2 out of 3 of those very deep threes. Also playing inside. He's got several baskets in there. He's playing a very good game. If we can slow him down, we have a very good chance of winning this game, but they also have a couple other players that are very good at shooting the threes. And as you heard Coach Bayshore talking in the pregame show, they are very patient on defense, but patience doesn't mean they throw it. Patience means they wait for a good shot, and sometimes that comes in the first 5 seconds. But they don't rush shots. They take shots that they want, and right now those are going down for them. The Indians need to kind of come out of our little funk from the loss last night, and we need to start getting our shots going. Peyton's had several very good open shots. Grant's had very good open shots, and they're just not going in. They're rimming out or just hitting the rim and not quite going in. If those start going in, we're going to be in pretty good shape. But right now, the first half, they have not been going in. So let's take a quick break. We'll be back with a little bit more of the Cooper Farms. With the Cooper Farms halftime show here. Be back right after this from K&L.
I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, then I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management positions, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Welcome back to Lincoln View High School on a Saturday night. Indians trail 34-25 here in the at halftime, and
we've got two teams here that came off of tough losses last night. Both teams at 5-4. Both teams have what appears to be, I know we have a lot of skill and can make shots when we get hot, but we haven't been hot for a while and not hot tonight. Lincoln View seems to be very hot right now. They lost last night 69-49 at Autoville. Don't know what Autoville has this year, but traditionally that's a very good team. It appears that they're maybe struggling a little bit like we have been, and maybe we can get things going here in the second half. We just need to, we've taken very good shots, and they just are off a little bit. And if you've seen us play the last, any of the last few games, this game is like those games where we seem to be getting good shots, and the other team, we can't stop them from shooting, from making threes. The cheer you heard, I believe, is for your good friend and mine, Les Johnson, just made a three, made himself a couple of bucks. And as usual, all the Fort Recovery fans and everybody in the gym was rooting for him. So Les is hot. Maybe that's going to be a good omen for our Indians. Let's take another quick break here. We'll be back in just a minute.
Cold outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more, so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now, or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto 3.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
At Hull Brothers at Fort Recovery, we know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. That's why we carry genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries for your total maintenance solutions. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maximize your engine's efficiency with Case IH approved filters, and depend on our quick starting batteries designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperatures. Visit Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery today and purchase your genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries to get the most out of your investment.
As we all start the new year, Fort Recovery Insurance Agency and Ohio Mutual Insurance Group want to remind you that every year things change. Now is the time to make sure you're covered for the things that changed last year and might change this year. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants to help you review your current coverages and make sure you're protected. Join us in the fort, where we can protect you too. We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Thanks for tuning in to the Cooper Farms Halftime Show. It'll be the Lancers ball starting the Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter. They lead 34-25 over our Indians. And it is Salinas with the ball out top. He gets it to Williams. Left side, goes inside to Timmler. Up and in. Indians shying away from the foul that could have happened there. So 11-point lead now. And Derek Judy goes the length of the court. Up, no good. And Miller with the ball tipped away. And the Indians come up with it. And Clay Schmitz down on the floor. Tries to get it to Grant, and it goes. He was trying to roll it to Grant, and hit Miller in the foot, and went out of bounds. Excuse me. Well, I thought he was pointing at Miller. Apparently, it did not hit Miller, and it'll be Salinas triggering it in to Miller. and shot up, no good, completely misses everything. So as hot as he was earlier, that one is total air ball. So it's out to Kemmler on the left wing. He goes in, gets it to, misses, Petey with the rebound, gets it down in the corner to Grant, inside to Clay. He goes up strong, up and in, 36-27, deficit back down to 9. Salinas brings it up to Kemmler, to Bowersock on the left. Bowersock with 6 points. Miller with 13 has it. He'll dribble left wing to Salinas. Jorge Salinas at the top of the key. Dribbles out past the volleyball line to Miller out around the top of the key. And he'll go to the right side to Salinas on the left side. Look to shoot a three. Goes inside to Kemmler. And that's good. 38-27. And Grant Kanapke with a little bit of pressure from Williams. Gets it up to Derek Judy down in the left corner. He gets it to Clay Schmitz at the top of the key. He'll dribble in. Flips it back out to Petey. Shot up. Good. Get hot, Petey. Get hot. 38-30. Judy with 5 now. Only had 2 in the first half. Had lots of good looks, but they wouldn't go. So it's Williams over to Salinas, to Bowersock on the right wing. He's out at the jumper at the foul line. No good. Rebounded by Williams into Bowersock. Shot's no good, but there's a foul on Peyton Judy. That will be his 3rd foul. And again, that did not look, a lot of times those don't get called, let's just say. So Bowersock will go to the Hull Brothers foul line. He'll have 2. First one is up and good. Bowersock, as I mentioned earlier, is the young man who was one of several people honored on the cross-country team here at Lincoln View. He ranked 14th in the state in the cross-country. That's a very good showing if you know anything about cross-country. That is, if you can get in the top 100, that's really good. That's there's 88 counties, so he's way past the fastest one around here. Peyton Judy has it. The second one was good. 10-point lead. Clay Schmitz goes up. Makes the shot, and he is fouled. I believe that'll be a foul on Miller. Yes, that'll be his 1st foul. So Kemmler has 10 points for Lincoln View. Miller has 13, and no one is in foul trouble for them at all. Peyton is the only one in foul trouble for us. Clay makes the free throw, and it's a 7-point deficit. And Williams has it to Kemmler at the top of the key. Goes inside to Bowersock. Fought for, loose. Noah Leonard comes up with it. Quickly pulls up, gets it to Peyton. Peyton brings it up court to Grant. Fakes a 3-pointer, goes inside for about a 15-footer. Does not go. Miller with a rebound, and he'll bring it up court. Nice move, goes inside. Blocked away by Noah Leonard. That didn't get 3 feet out of his hand before Noah put that into the fans. Salinas triggers it into Kemmler. Back to Salinas in the left corner. Gets it to Kemmler. Looked like he might have traveled, not called. And Kemmler with a little 15-foot jumper, and that's good. Lead back to 9. Derek Judy gets it to Grant Kanapke in the left corner. Looked for a 3, but quickly guarded. Peyton Judy jumps shot from 15, and that's up and in from the foul line. 42-35. Shots are starting to fall for Petey, so let's get going here. 4.5 minutes left here in the Fort Recovery Insurance 3rd quarter. Zane Miller out near the top of the key. He'll get it to Kemmler down in the left corner, who gets it to Bowersock, streaking across the lane. Nice little right-hand shot. And Bowersock has 10. So they have 3 in double figures for the Lancers. Clay Schmitz comes down, shoots an 8-footer. No good. Zane Miller might have been a little out of control, but Zane Miller with the ball. Clay thinks he can steal it. Misses and fouls Miller. That'll be his 2nd foul, Indians' 2nd team foul of the half. and it'll be the Lancers' ball out of bounds on the Indians' end of the court, but it's on the side. If you've been here before, it's on the theater seat side of the court here at Lancerville, we'll call it. So it is Williams bringing the ball up. He tries to get it to Overholt, who loses it, and it'll be Indians ball out of bounds. Clay Schmitz will trigger it in with a bit of a full court press. It'll get to Peyton. He's guarded by Kyle Wallace. He brings it up slowly, gets it up ahead quickly to Schmitz. Over to Derek Judy in the left corner. Grant Kanapke over to Petey. He'll put up a 25-footer. No good. Just missed it. Clay Schmitz with a rebound. Up, no good. We had two good looks there. Just wouldn't go. Rebound to the Lancers. They bring it down. It is Wallace to Salinas to Creed Jesse. Back to Colin Overholt in the left corner. To Kimmler at the top of the key. To Miller on the right wing. He's guarded by Schmidt. To Creed Jesse. To Overholt in the left corner. Out to Kyle Wallace out at the volleyball line. He'll make a move. Dribbles in, makes a turn, spin move. And they'll call a foul on Derek Judy. Again, one of those that probably, from what we usually see, wouldn't have been called, but obviously there was some contact. So that will put Wallace at the line. First one's up and good from the Hall Brothers foul line. And the lead is back to 10, 2:49 here on the Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter scoreboard. And it will be Kyle Wallace, W-A-L-L-I-S, 6 foot senior at the line for his second shot. Very short, airballed it. They didn't blow it as an air ball, but it did. The second bounce went out of bounds. So Indians will trigger it in. Clayton Pearson with a full court somewhat press to into Blaine Toby to Derek Judy. Judy out on the right side, dribbles into the lane, puts up a 10-footer, goes up around, went down and came back out. Rebound to Blaine Toby. Good strong rebound by him, and he will be fouled by Kyle Wallace. That's a second team foul on the Lancers, and Indians will take it out under our own basket, down by 10. And Derek Judy tries to get it in, and it's tapped, stolen by Overholt. He just jumped up and kind of swatted it to himself. He has it, Miller on the left wing. He's looking to see where he's going. Gets it to Kimmler at the top of the key. Over to Kyle Wallace on the left wing. And I think they're going to call a push under the basket. I'm not seeing. Yep, that was on Jake Bowersock. That's his second. And the Indians will get the ball. Again, still down 10. 2:17 here on the Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter scoreboard. Pearson into Toby. Back to Pearson. He'll bring it up. Guarded by Kyle Wallace. Gets it to Derek Judy on the left wing. He dribbles into the lane. He goes up. Shot goes in, but I don't think they're going to count it. And they'll call a foul on Kyle Wallace. Again, one of those fouls that we aren't used to see being called. And by their reaction, they're not used to seeing that either. Definitely there was some contact, and that's been the case with most of them. But a lot of them are being called that generally are not called. Indians try to get it into Noah, and he's fouled by Jake Bowersock. There was some contact. He did bump into Noah pretty hard. That's the fifth team foul. They went from two team fouls to five team fouls in a matter of moments here. So 2 minutes, 2 seconds to go here in the Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter. Pass inbounds to Blaine Toby. Tries to bounce pass into Noah off of Miller's foot. And Indians will take it out again for the fourth time in about about 3 seconds here. Inside to Noah, out at the foul line. He'll get it to Derek Judy on the right wing. He'll get it to Blaine Toby, top of the key, looking to see where he can go. Gets it to Derek on the right wing. He'll dribble out to the top of the key. Goes into the lane. Nice move. Goes up. Too strong. Blaine Toby with the rebound. No good. And off of Derek Judy. I'll tell you, Derek Judy and Blaine Toby are rebounding monsters right now. They are going in after them. They're not getting everyone, but they are on them. So can't fault the effort by the Indians for sure. A minute 36 left here in the Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter. And Miller triggers it in to Kyle Wallace. Wallace to Creed Jesse, who gets it in to Jake Bowersock, fouled on the shot by Grant Konepke. That's his third foul, fifth team foul for the Indians. And Bowersock will go to the line for the Lancers. He'll be at the Hull Brothers foul line. They're up 10. Shot up. In and out. No good. Clay Schmitz will come in to replace Noah Leonards. And Peyton Judy will come back in to replace Grant Konepke with three fouls. Peyton also, I believe he also has three fouls. He has 5 points here in the third quarter, but sat out the last 3 or 4 minutes of it. Maybe he can keep from fouling and keep hot, keep that hot shooting hand. The second one goes in. So the Lancers with an 11-point lead here, 1:25 left. And the Indians will trigger it in. Clay Schmitz into Peyton Judy. He's guarded by Salinas, who's bumping him a little, but no call. And Peyton dribbles to the left wing. He'll flip it to Clay Schmitz at the top of the key. He'll get it to Clayton Pearson, to Blaine Toby at the foul line, to Clay Schmitz, top of the key. Clayton Pearson on the right wing. He gets it to Derek Judy out by the foul or the volleyball line, inside to Clay Schmitz, and he flips it down to Blaine Toby for a nice reverse layup. He was going to shoot him an 8-foot, a little off balance, probably would have made it, but flipped it to him. It's a 9-point lead for the Lancers. Just about threw it away. Miller out on the right wing. He gets it over to to Kimmler. Kimmler goes in off the rim. Strong rebound again by Derek Judy. He's going the length of the court, and he'll go up, and he is hammered by Bowersock. He just wasn't going to let him get that free layup, so he's going to make him shoot some foul shots. So Derek Judy would go to the Hull Brothers foul line. Indians down 46-37, 25 seconds left here in the Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter. And Derek Judy, one bounce, up, hard off the back of the rim. Owen Shane will come in for the Indians. Kimmler will replace Bowersock for the Lancers. So one more at the Hull Brothers foul line for Derek, and that's up and in. So it's down to an 8-point lead, 46-38, and Salinas will bring it up for the Lancers. He's out near center court, tipped away by Derek Judy, and it looked for a second like they were going to call a foul on Derek Judy. He flipped it away, and Salinas grabbed it and fell out of bounds. So it's the Indians' ball, 14.2 seconds here. And Clayton Pearson will try to trigger it in for the Indians at center court on our, just a couple of feet inside our side of center court. Derek Judy has the ball. He'll dribble. He goes in. Nice strong move. Goes up. No good. Rebound to the Lancers. Goes ahead to Bowersock. He'll shoot a 30-footer, partially blocked by Petey. And no good. And the third quarter ends 46-38 in favor of the Lincoln View Lancers. We'll take a break and be back right after this.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. According to the CDC, the peak month of flu activity is February, followed by December, January, and March. Kalp Pharmacy is still offering flu vaccines, and walk-ins are welcome daily. It's not too late to get a flu vaccine. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So stop by for your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
We're back here at Lincoln View High School and start of the Kalp Pharmacy fourth quarter. Indians down 46-38. We outscored them by a point, so we're still down eight. We were down nine at half. Indians need to get some of these shots to go and some breaks. Grant Konepke with a three, and it's good. That's a great way to start quarter number four here. Thanks, Kalp Pharmacy. We'll give you credit for that, along with Grant Konepke with his three. 46-41, lead now down to five. Salinas for the Lancers. He dribbles from left to right across the top. Petey Judy with a steal, and he was going down, and he was looking to see the defense and lost control and out of bounds. Oh, man, that would have been so good. That would have just been a huge momentum shift. And Petey looks over to the coach, says, my fault. Yeah. Yep. But that was a great play. And, you know, might shake them up a little bit. They're going to have to watch their passes because they know that we're quick enough to steal them. So it is Miller out on the left. He gets it to Williams on the down near the left corner. Up top to Overholt. Down to Bowersock in the left corner. Miller in the left wing. To back out to Bowersock at the top. Stolen away by Blaine Toby. Nice, nice, nice defense. Indians down five, 6:49, a little under 7 minutes here. And we'll call it regulation right now. Grant Konepke dribbles, gets it to Clay Schmitz on the left wing. He gets it to Blaine Toby. To Grant Konepke, top of the key. Fakes the three, goes in, loses the ball. Looked like it went off. Oh, man, there was three Lincoln View players between where Grant went down and where it went out of bounds. I thought it probably hit one of them, but the official was there. He looked at the other official to see. But so it'll be Lincoln View ball going the other way. 6:26 on the Kalp Pharmacy scoreboard. And it is Overholt bringing the ball up. He'll get it to Logan Williams. Logan Williams drives, puts up a little bit of a crazy shot. Don't think the coach would have been happy with that. Quickly ahead to Grant Konepke. He'll put up a shot, and he is fouled fairly hard. Knocked to the floor. Looks like it's going to be on number 10, Ethan Kemmler. That'll be his first. Kemmler has 12 points, and Bowersock has 10 points, and Miller has 13 points, but he hasn't scored much since halftime. Grant Konepke, Hull Brothers foul line, up and in. 46-42, lead down to four. Indians only trail by four now. 6:10 on the Kalp Pharmacy fourth quarter scoreboard. Grant Konepke one more time from the Hull Brothers foul line. No good, but Blaine Toby with the rebound to Petey Judy, and that is in for a three. And the Indians are down by one with a huge momentum swing. Bowersock to Miller, still aren't across center court yet, to Williams. Williams tries to get it into Kemmler. Kemmler gets it into Bowersock, up and in. Nice little reverse. That was a nice play by the Lancers. They needed that. Lead back up to three. Peyton Judy, top of the key. He'll shoot a three again. Short rebound to Lincoln View. Head up court. He slowed down a little bit, and Blaine bulldozed him.
I don't think Blaine thought he was going to slow down. The whole team was running down the court, and the Salinas had the ball and just held up for just a second, and Blaine went right over top of him. So Miller triggers it in to Williams, to Bowersock, deep, and that's a three. That was a 22-23 footer. So they have grabbed the momentum back, and it's a six-point lead. Peyton Judy bringing it up court, and he's fouled by Logan Williams. They were trying really hard to get a steal there to really turn the momentum back around, but that's the first foul on Williams. Eighth team foul on Lincoln View. Peyton Judy at the Hull Brothers foul line. First one up and in. And Peyton has 11 points. I believe he had two at halftime and sat 3 minutes at least of the third quarter. Second one up and in. So that'll give him 12, and the lead is down to four again. It'll be Williams bringing the ball up. He'll get it to Bowersock, over to Overholt, to Kemmler, to Miller on the right wing, 22-footer, off. Another great rebound by Blaine Toby. Over to Peyton Judy. He'll go shoot a 12-foot pull-up jumper, and it's down to two. Under 5 minutes to go here on the Kelp Pharmacy fourth quarter scoreboard. And it is Overholt over to Bowersock, to Kemmler at the top of the key, to Miller on the left. He's looking, waiting for things to set up. And Bowersock with a nearly identical shot to the three he made and misses. Clayton over to Grant on the left wing. He'll shoot a three, and that is just off. We can't get him hot. Peyton Judy with the rebound. He'll go up, and he is fouled. Had a nice jumper, great move, and fouled by number 10, Ethan Kemmler. That's his second. The Lancers have nobody in foul trouble. Petey has three. Grant has three. But there's 4 minutes left in the game. Peyton Judy back at the Hull Brothers foul line. Indians down two. First one in. Good job, Hull Brothers. Keep them coming. One more for Peyton. This could be the tying shot, and we haven't been tied for since first quarter, end of the first quarter. So that one is up and in. We're tied at 51. A little over 4 minutes to go here in the Kalp Pharmacy fourth quarter scoreboard. And Williams will bring it up. Excuse me, that's Overholt. And he'll get it to Miller at the top of the key. Back to Williams on the right wing. To Miller. To Bowersock, left side. Just off. Nice rebound by Grant Knapke. Blocked out Bowersock from getting his own rebound. Rebound came right straight back at him. Peyton Judy has the ball. Gets it to Clayton Pearson. Stolen. Knocked away, taken back by Grant Knapke. Bowersock almost with a steal and goes in, makes a nice move and up and in, and the Indians take the lead, 53-51. 3:38 left here on the Cup Pharmacy fourth quarter scoreboard. It'll be Overholt bringing the ball up. Bowersock out deep on the right wing to Kemmler, top of the key. Overholt comes around to the left side, and he's got it out past the volleyball line now. Guarded by Clayton Pearson. He goes in to Kemmler. Kemmler goes up. Everybody backed off of him. The only thing he could have done was fouling. So the Lancers score and tie it back up at 53. But there's a timeout, Lancers, and we'll just take one with them. Back in just a minute.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
We're back here at Lancer Gymnasium. 3:13 left in the contest. We're tied at 53. Indians were down 9 at the, down 8 at the end of 3. And they've come back and outscored them by 8. We're tied at 53. It was 46-38. Indians have scored 15 points here in just short of 5 minutes. And doing much better. Shots are going. And our fans, and there are a lot of fans here for this long trip. Clay Schmidt will trigger it in for the Indians, and they're putting a lot of pressure on us. Tried to get it in to Peyton Judy, tipped away by, looks like Logan Williams. So Clay Schmidt will trigger it in again. Gets it in easily to Grant Konapke this time. He's loosely guarded by Bowersock. Gets it to Clayton Pearson, to Clay Schmitz near the top of the key. He gets it out to Clayton on the right, then back to Clay on the left. Over to Grant on the left. Tipped away a little bit by Bowersock, but held. And Peyton Judy with a three-point shot. And he was either fouled or they touched it. It came up 5 feet short, and they're giving the ball. They're saying that Peyton shot it out of bounds by 5 feet short of the basket. So, oh man, that one had to either be a foul or a block, because Peyton does not miss a shot 5 feet short. It did not get high enough to get to the rim. So anyway, Grant Konapke tips it away, and he'll go up. Makes a nice, easy layup. 2:28 left, and the Indians lead by 2. And it's Bowersock bringing the ball up for the Lancers. He'll get it to Colin Overholt. He gets it to Kemmler. Bowersock on the left drives in, kicks it back out to Miller on the left wing. He'll drive in, baseline, shot 12-footer short, and Noah with the rebound. He'll get it to Peyton Judy, and a little bit of contact there, not anything called. Grant from the left, and no good. He just can't make a shot, but, man, that would have been a good one. Over to Williams in the left corner, and I think they called traveling. It'll be Indians ball. So looks like we're trying to call a timeout. I'm not sure what's going on here. Coach Bayshore is talking to one of the officials. Okay. Yep. It is a full timeout, and we will take a timeout with them. We'll be back here in just a minute.
I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
We're back here at Lancer Gymnasium. Indians with a 2-point lead, minute 48 left here. A lot of time left in this contest, and it's starting to get a little wild and woolly. And Peyton Judy and Grant Konapke each have 3 fouls. And the Indians have 16 fouls. The Lancers have 19 fouls. And it will be Indians ball after the miscue. I believe it was a travel by the Lancers, Logan Williams, down in the left corner. There were kids standing up. I did not see for sure what happened. And Clay gets it in to Peyton Judy quickly up court. He'll dribble out, takes it out past the foul line, went into the lane, comes back out. We're going to run the clock a little bit, it looks like. Peyton makes a move, goes in, takes it in the lane, left side, no good. Clay Schmitz up and good. Indians lead by 4, minute 28. Salinas for the Lancers, out past the volleyball line. He'll get it to Kemmler on the right wing. Back to Salinas, out behind him. Then Salinas dribbles to the foul line. Miller on the left wing. Salinas And Clay Schmitz, I don't know why he thought he could steal that, reached in behind him and fouled Salinas. And that will put him on the foul line, shooting 1-1. We're up 4. It would have been nice if we could have tipped that away, but that was not a good one. That's the third foul on Clay. So we've got 3 players with 3. And now, I'm not sure what that was about, but the official was talking to Peyton about something. It didn't look like it was contentious, but they were just talking a little bit. And not sure what that was about, but he was explaining something to him. Salinas at the foul line. Up front of the rim, back of the rim, and down through the basket. Salinas will have another one here at the Hull Brothers foul line. 57-54 now. Peyton Pearson out and Derek Judy in for the Indians. So we have Noah, Derek, Peyton, Clay, and Grant. Second shot up, and that's also good for Salinas. So Indians lead down to 2, 1:09. Ball into Clay Schmitz. It was tipped a little bit, almost stolen. Clay gets it across center court, goes down, tries to put one up. Looked like it might have been a clean block by Kimmler, and they call the foul. So that is the third foul on Kimmler, I believe. And Clay Schmitz will go to the Hull Brothers foul line. I don't know if this is how fouls are called up here in this area, but they're not called like this normally where we are. It's a little bit odd, let's say. And it's gone both ways. That one, I thought they could have very easily let that go. But that puts Clay Schmitz at the foul line, and he misses the first one. I'll have one more here at the Hull Brothers foul line. 1:02. And the second one is in and out. And Kimmler with the rebound. He'll get it to Salinas under a minute now. He's guarded by Derek Judy out by the volleyball line. Gets it to Kimmler in the left corner. He'll make a move. Put it up. And good. And it's tied at 57. Derek Judy up court for the Indians. He's on the left wing, dribbling out there. 37 seconds now. Indians need to take care of the ball. Let's see if we can get that last shot. We just because we're slowing it down doesn't mean we can throw slow passes. It goes over to Clay Schmitz. He'll go up, and it's no good. And Kimmler with the rebound, 20 seconds, and Miller will bring it down. And the hot shooting in the first half hasn't made much lately. He'll have it out near the out past the volleyball line, and they'll call a timeout with 12.4 seconds left here. And it'll be looks like a full timeout, so we'll take a timeout with them. We'll be back in just a minute.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kalb Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalb Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. According to the CDC, the peak month of flu activity is February, followed by December, January, and March. Kalb Pharmacy is still offering flu vaccines, and walk-ins are welcome daily. It's not too late to get a flu vaccine. Kalb Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So stop by for your flu shot at Kalb Pharmacy in Fort Recovery today. Kalb Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
We're back here at Lincoln View High School, tied at 57. Lincoln View has the ball, 12.4 seconds. This is a good old good one, and both teams have been, you know, struggling a little bit the last few games, and both teams took tough losses last night against hot shooting teams, and both coaches have to be happy with the way this game has been played as far as hustle, shots being made. Everything's been pretty good. So it'll be Lincoln View's ball out near the scorer's bench on their side of the court and tipped away by Derek Judy, but Salinas comes up with it. He'll bring it across, gets it to Kimmler inside and up and good. 2 seconds left and timeout Indians. 1.4. They may put some time back on the clock, but a nice play from Salinas to Creed Jesse into Ethan Kimmler, who was cutting across the lane, puts up a nice layup, and the Lancers lead 59-57. Yep, they put the clock back to 2.4. And the Indians, of course, call a timeout to give them a little bit of time to set something up here. I'm going to guess that they are going to go for Peyton Judy, maybe Grant Konapke, but he hasn't been hot this quarter. He's got 11 points. Petey has 16, and Clay Schmitz has 15. We do have some shooters in the game, so whoever we can get the ball into, especially if we can get on our end of the court, that's who's going to shoot it with 2.4. So this is a good old good one. And when we talk to the coach after the game, I'd like to see what he thinks about how all this all went. So it would have been nice if we could have been making some of our shots early. We wouldn't have been down big time like we were. We were down 11, 12, 13 points at a couple of different places. So we have Clay Schmitz who will be throwing the ball in. We have Derek Judy. We have Noah Leonard. We have Peyton, and we have Grant. And Peyton and Grant are in the paint on the Lincoln end of the court. And Lincoln View will call a timeout. So I have a feeling that they wanted to see what we were going to set up, and we did not look like we were going to go long, and I was a little disappointed, but that may have been a decoy. And Lincoln View has one timeout left. Indians have two. So we may trade timeouts here for a little bit to see what happens. If we can get us something set up for a takeoff down the court, long pass, and a layup, that would tie it. If they would foul us, that would put us at the line with a chance to win. If we can just get it down where we can just get a three-point shot off, but our two best three-point shooters are down on the long end of the court. They're 75 feet from the basket. So 2.4 is enough time if there's not resistance to get across center court, but we'll have to see what happens. Maybe we'll send somebody long. Clay Schmitz triggers it in. Peyton's going long. Derek Judy to Peyton. He'll turn and he'll shoot, and it's in. And they say that the shot is good, and it was very, very close. The officials are all together, and they say that shot is good. They conferred. It was very, it couldn't have been any closer. Man, that was a great game. Indians win 60-59. We are going to get a chance to talk to a very happy coach. Man, that was awesome. So Peyton Judy gets his 19th points with that three at the buzzer, and that was literally at the buzzer. And Lincoln View thinks it was a tenth of a second after the buzzer. The officials and the Indians say it was a tenth of a second before the buzzer. So it is, they're still mad about it, and I don't blame them because it couldn't have possibly been any closer to being in time or not in time. We'll take a quick break here, and we'll get to the Miracle Lanes post-game show right after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. The new year brings new Medicare prescription drug coverage and can also bring new savings. If you're age 65 or over, our knowledgeable pharmacists and staff at Kalp Pharmacy can help you make sense of your Medicare prescription plans, and we'll look for ways to help you save money on prescriptions. Just bring in your prescriptions to Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Vernon, or Union City, Indiana, or call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 and see if we can help you start saving. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
We are back here at Lincoln View High School, where the Indians come away with a last-second shot by Peyton Judy, down by two, three-pointer literally at the buzzer. He gets it off, goes through about a 25-foot turnaround jumper, and the Indians come away with a 60-59 win. And Peyton scores 19. Grant had 11. Clay had 5. We're going to talk to a really happy coach very shortly. We'll be back right after this to talk with Coach Bayshore.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
The value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you'll need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH Magna Power batteries are designed to take a pounding, and Hull Brothers has them for you in Fort Recovery, 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition. These are specifically designed to handle the vibration and jolts that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896. Case IH Magna Power batteries. It's what's inside that counts.
And we are back here at Lincoln View. Indians come away with a 60-59 victory here.
There we go.
And I didn't have the coach turned on. Here we are, here with Coach Mike Bayshore. What do you think?
I think everybody wishes they had that turn the coach button off. And we got down, and we were down for, we got back and got down 10 again, and the kids just battled. I mean, we ran into a real heck of an effort from Minster last night.
Yeah.
So our kids could have easily packed it in when we got down 10, especially against a team that just runs their stuff so well.
Yeah, and they were kind of, the first half, they were kind of like Minster was last night, where everything they threw up was going in, 25-footers were going in, and like, as you said, they could have packed it up, but they did not. They kept going.
It's just, and the thing to say, too, is we made a great shot at the end, but the effort that we get out of Blaine and Clayton off the bench is unreal.
Yes.
You know what? They might not be the best in when they're being ball pressured or whatever, but they get every rebound and loose ball, and they give you everything they have, and the rest of the kids feed off of that. Those are, I have been around 14 years. Those are the two greatest role players I've ever seen, because they just do what their role is, and when they come out, they're still fired up for who's out on the floor. Blaine played till he couldn't walk anymore. I mean,
I don't doubt that for a second.
So it was fantastic. The effort, you know, the drives that we were able to get to the basket. You know, Grant Konecki had a huge steal.
Yes.
And he had a huge three, and Peyton hit a huge three off of a offensive rebound. It was just little plays like that, like Blaine kept things alive. Grant's big steal. It's fun when everybody can help contribute to something like that.
Yes.
I mean, and like I said, we were down 10, 45, 35, and to come back And
at one point we were down at least 11, and I think 12 or 13. But then we switched the momentum, and we got it down to a few, and then they stole it back and got it back to about 8 or 10, and we didn't fold. We could have folded.
Yeah, just fantastic. I mean, like I said, if there was ever a group of kids that needed a break, it was our group of boys that needed a break.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and we got some. We finally got some breaks. I wouldn't say good calls or bad calls, but it seemed like every call for the last 2 weeks, every questionable call has gone against us, and we got a few of those tonight. I wouldn't say good or bad, but you know, there's all these questionable calls that happen during a game, and we were never getting them. It seemed like.
Well, it's not just that, because you're gonna have.
Yeah.
But we were getting the loose balls tonight.
Yes.
That we weren't getting in.
Yep.
The past.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I thought our kids played well. I thought when we did a better job tonight of when kids came off, they were still engaged.
Yeah.
With what
yeah.
was going on. And they were, when it was their turn to go back in, they went back in and did something great. So, like I said, we battled through some foul trouble. And Regan Martin gave us a nice minute or two.
Yes.
There in the second quarter when we got
yeah.
in foul trouble. So, I'm more happy for the kids. I mean, it's
yes.
just a win. For, as a coach, it's just a win, a simple non-league win. But for our boys to just, from what we've battled through for over a couple weeks and stuff, we really needed that.
Yeah, we couldn't make our shots go down. We started off the game kind of that way and got behind, and then they started going, and we started feeding off of great plays and great shots, and I thought it was just fantastic, and I'm so happy for those guys. Right.
Thank you.
That and you know that, and I think Lincoln View's a really good 5-4 team.
Well, they execute so well, so it's just fantastic when we can
yep.
play in a game, and that's what you're going to see a lot in most MAC games. They're like a MAC school,
yeah,
where they run their stuff, they run it well. There's a lot
yep.
of seniors over there.
Yeah, they've had a great program here for a number of years.
Yeah,
and they play, you know, they know how to play the game.
Yeah.
And anything else you got there, Coach?
No, like I said, thank you for the support. You know, our fans are still show up, and we don't necessarily play the best the night before. Our fans are still here cheering us on.
I was a little surprised that after a girls' game today, a lot of the people who were at the girls' game were here making the almost hour trip up here, and I wasn't sure that was going to happen.
And tell you what,
I hope they all get here, get up to Delphus on Friday, because we're not going to be able to bring the game, and neither is WPGW. So
it's just fantastic the support that we get from our fans, win
yes.
or lose. They're for us. So
well, I think our fans respond to the kids' effort, and that's why our stands were pretty well full. I made a comment at halftime of the JV game. The gym was almost full.
Yeah.
Halftime of the JV game.
Well, the JVs deserve a huge
yes.
audience, because
yes, they do.
Just playing phenomenal right
yes,
now.
They
so.
Are, man. So, well, I appreciate it, Coach. I'm going to let you get on the bus and get on back home.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for stopping in and talking to us. We'll be back with a final wrap up here on the Miracle Lane's post game show right after this.
Outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more, so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now, or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617.
Thanks for listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.